BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo is investigating whether its troops killed a demonstrator in the eastern city of Beni. The death happened as people burned down the town hall and UN buildings in protest at what they said was the failure of government troops and UN forces to protect them from rebel attacks. Tens of thousands of people in Colombia have been taking part in the latest demonstrations, calling for the reversal of unpopular government measures, including pension and tax reforms. Most shops and schools have remained closed. Iran says at least 8 people linked to the US spy agency, the CIA, were arrested during the recent wave of street protests. No evidence of their links to the CIA was provided. The unrest began after a steep rise in the price of petrol. The Iraqi security forces are reported to have shot dead 2 anti-government protesters in Baghdad. More than 340 people have been killed in 2 months of anti-corruption protests. India's aviation minister has warned that the country's loss-making national carrier, Air India, will have to cease operating if it's not privatised. Correspondents say potential buyers are put off by Air India's debt of more than $10 billion and nearly 15,000 workers who can't easily be fired. A former German soldier who shot dead 2 people on a cruise 38 years ago has won a partial victory in his bid not to have the affair forever having dragged up in internet searches. The man, who served a lengthy prison sentence, asked Germany's highest court to uphold his right to be forgotten. The Australian writer and broadcaster Clive James, known for his dry wit, has died at the age of 80. He had leukaemia, a disease he wrote about movingly in his final years. He died at home in Britain. BBC News.